Now maybe it's time to wake up a bit. This is Evolvo Morpheus with you on the Bliss and the JavaScript show until 7. And groups come in all kinds of forms. Often it's a single or maybe two key musical motivators. But occasionally there have been those groups where an inordinate number of the artists have gone on to do interesting and creative things on their own. You can think of your own examples, but the one I'm going to draw attention to right now is the group Yes. Now, it's not particularly fashionable to like Yes now, though millions of fans might disagree with you. But I'm going to work in an area kind of at the fringe of the Yes experience, primarily the work, the solo works of the artists involved. A little more obscure material, starting with something from guitarist Steve Howe, from his second solo work in 1979 called simply The Steve Howe Album. This is Double Rondo, the music of Yes alumni on CKCU.
Thank you. Thank you. giving scope to our imagination. Stills the sea, restores the crown, breathing life to life that could not breathe. Hopefully.
I looked out in the night, straight immortal power of the future to behold. Vessels of a different impression, none that we could ever hope to have known. So look out in the night. Once they arrive, on that bleeding light, invisible and far of enemy. In the ships we see the
thank you. Thank you. just look over your shoulder. You won't recognize yourself. You won't have to ask, is everyone here looking much older? Our communication's feeling much colder. Friendships past, stillness mounts in this high place. Silence stays the same. I am my will, I cannot erase. But can we tell which other game? Every time we pass the glare.
Back to the beginning again.
Concerto indeed, the second movement as performed by Steve Howe from his second solo work, the Steve Howe Album from 1979, ending a set of Yes-related music, all musicians who at one time were in the band, and preceding Steve Howe, Rick Wakeman from his rather well-received solo entry into the world, Six Wives of Henry VIII from 1973, on which album all of the members of Yes he was working with at that time guested. And from that we heard Anne of Cleves, of course. Bill Bruford, drummer extraordinaire, from his 1978 solo work Feels Good to Me, featuring the vocal talents of Annette Peacock. And we heard Back to the Beginning. Back to the Steve Howe album before that with A Look Over Your Shoulder. Alan White had one solo album out, and that was a track from it. The album was called Ramshackled. The track we heard had the words of William Blake, the vocal talents of John Anderson, and the guitar work of Steve Howe, and it was called Spring Song of Innocence. Patrick Moraz, who was a keyboard player for the band for a while, from his 1978 solo album, self-titled. And we heard from that Primitivization. John Anderson from his third solo work, Animation, from 1982. And we heard Unlearning, The Dividing Line. The actual group Yes from one of their lesser-known albums, Tormato, their ninth from 1978. And UFO Arriving. Chris Squire from his astonishing solo work, still I believe the only thing he's put out, from 1975, Fish Out of Water. Starring many musicians, including Bill Bruford and Patrick Moraz. And we heard from that Silently Falling, and started that set with Steve Howe from the Steve Howe album and Double Rondo.